Republicans speaking in favor of the bill, like Senator Mike Crane, say it helps ensure that taxpayer money would not go to fund abortions.
We cannot go into the homes of Georgians and take from their property and go and kill the innocent unborn. I won't stand for it.
But Democrats argued the bill is a war on women. And at one point in the debate, five Democratic female senators, including Valencia Sea, stood and held coat hangers, saying they symbolize the days where women had to have back-alley abortions.
Abortions are legal. And what we are doing every time we come down here to this chamber is taking us back.
And Democratic Senator Nan Orok says the bill contains no exceptions for rape, incest, or fetal anomalies.
It is a radical, radical, radical bill.
But Republican Senator Renee Unterman, the only female Republican, battled back against Democrats.
It is a new low when you get to putting coat hangers on the Senate floor and trying to draw emotions that occurred in the 20s and 30s to trying to get people to vote and to drive out a vote in an election year.
Eventually, senators approved the bill 35-18, almost entirely along party lines. Republican Senator Fran Miller was the lone Republican to vote against the bill. The bill makes an exception for pregnant women who face a medical emergency, such as their life being at risk. The bill now heads to the House. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.